Holocaust Museum will be constructed in Canberra, marking a first in Australian Jewish history. It is the first Jewish Holocaust Museum and Centre to be constructed in the nation's capital, with federal government committing $250,000 to build it. The announcement comes on the 76th anniversary of the International Holocaust Remembrance Day that saw thousands of Jewish prisoners freed from concentration camps at the end of World War II. So how will the new museum contribute to marking and commemorating Jewish history across Australia? Pranav Harish reports.
$750,000 has been committed to open the new Holocaust Museum in Canberra. This is a significant announcement, according to the president of the ACT Jewish community, Veronica Liedman.
We really welcome the announcement by the federal government to establish at the ACT Jewish community, which is also the National Jewish Memorial Centre, to establish a Holocaust Museum and Education Centre.
Veronica says that the new museum will provide access to a Jewish historical and educational institution in the nation's capital.
There are a number of museums around in our major cities, but not in the nation's capital, and we do attract a number of visitors, as well as hundreds of school students.
Holocaust education is at the centre of many Jewish museums and centres, and Veronica says this serves as an important tool to tell people about the stories from one of the most tragic events in human history.
The Holocaust, as you know, was a defining event in the history of community, but also then helped transform international politics and justice and how we view concepts like democracy and justice today. And the study of Holocaust will help all of us, but especially the younger generation, understand key concepts such as democracy and dictatorship, propaganda, collaboration and genocide. Holocaust education matters because it has universal relevance and universal lessons to teach everybody about how fragile a democracy is.
Norman Seligman is the CEO of the Sydney Jewish Museum and says this should form an important part of how Jewish history is learnt and accessed. It is something the Sydney Jewish Museum features as part of its Jewish educational programs.
We cover both Australian Jewish history, Judaism and the Holocaust. So people are able to come and get a really good idea of Judaism itself, but also to learn about when the Jews first came to Australia, what they've done, the contribution that they've made, and then they get to learn as they go through the museum about how, you know, democracy was destroyed. And that's a very important reason why the Holocaust is still of great significance today.
Norman says he has already reached out to help to work collaboratively to structure the layout of the new museum.
But we would certainly take them through what we've done, the areas that we've covered. I would imagine that to the extent that we've already done a lot of research at our museum, they shouldn't reinvent the wheel, and we will assist them in putting together a lot of their text and all that kind of stuff. And it may even happen that they are looking for certain artifacts that we may have in our archives that are not necessarily on display.
Today marks 76 years since Jewish prisoners were freed by Soviet troops from Auschwitz, a German concentration camp. The Holocaust saw millions of Jewish people persecuted and murdered, and by the end of World War II, 6 million Jewish people were murdered, including 1.5 million children. Norman explains how the day that commemorates the liberation of Auschwitz will be marked by the Sydney Jewish Museum.
What has happened this year for the first time is that a number of Holocaust museums or institutions across Australia are in fact combining to do a collaborative event, and this is the first time that it's ever happened. So it's largely led by the Holocaust Museum in Melbourne and ourselves in Sydney, but we also have been joined by our colleagues in other cities as well. And it'll be a function that is online tonight that people will be able to go into to listen to. It's been pre-recorded, and there are a number of really important speakers, including a message from the Prime Minister.
For Veronica, Holocaust Remembrance Day reminds her of the need to enforce the education of Jewish history, to recognise and take steps to ensure this day in human history never happens again.
I think education plays a very key role. It is important that we work hand-in-hand with educational institutions and schools to ensure that our children, our students, are equipped to to deal with those challenges and to learn about key concepts and really the fragility of democracy, particularly for the younger members. It's really important that they learn the lessons from the past so that we can prevent them from happening in the future.
The new museum in the nation's capital is likely to build on the frameworks of existing Jewish institutions across the country, and Norman hopes the museum will display everyday Jewish life that has existed for centuries.
One of the key things that we start our Holocaust exhibits with is a section called The World That Was, so that when people come to the museum, they don't just learn about the fact that millions of Jews were murdered. What they learn about is the fact that there was a vibrant Jewish life in many, many countries in Europe and around the world, and we show them about that life that existed. You know, I'd like to see them taking people through that story from the beginning.
CEO of the Sydney Jewish Museum, Norman Seligman, ending that report from Pranav Harish.